It's very sad because this is the second night that we present experimental intermedia without Phil Niblack. In spirit, he never left after his penultimate birthday, right, when we did a bagpipe. I think the chipboard picked up that sound and hasn't left. So Phil, to you. Catherine is going to introduce William Horton this evening.
William Hooker. So welcome, and this is the second night at White Box without Phil, and the fourth night of the first series without Phil. So thank you for coming, and we're extremely pleased to have William Hooker on the full drum set, and he's prepared a wonderful four-part evening for us. The third part of which has dancer Yaching. What's your last name?
Yaching Chong.
Yaching Chong, who's going to butoh dance with William. And the fourth part, actually, very kindly, William accepted. I requested that he play with a piece that he and Phil made together. I think the story is that Phil saw William at a festival that Phil was part of, and he hated the video you were using. And he said, I want to make video for you.
That's the story.
And there's this piece, and William has already, so it has image by Phil and sound by William, and this won't be the first time that William plays live drums with the recorded drums on the video piece. So that's the fourth part. So enjoy and have a great evening.
Hook Niblock.
No, it's called Hooker Niblock.
Thank you.
mind world.
Thank you.
A Day with Matisse. Collages. The colors of Frank, as in Haitian mornings. Still life beaming and blooming. Forced nudes played on a canvas. Triplex region sank in post stage against a flat surface region. Never real blue, but thought so. While time shows algae's green, the bold green, the truth of green, tree, monarch, third region, spatial triplicity, you will never pass for a carbon-based skeleton, for snare toms, snare toms, virtually seated, space cold aggregate, rehearing its up, down, interplay. Don't wait for straight. Ahead, beauty. You will never be satisfied. For the dreamer, a Baltic triptych. For the dreamer, a Baltic triptych. I see the sky once, the blue one. The beauty I see is of another time, a time almost forgotten of the land. The structures are strong, and they speak of a tearing and restructuring where not only does the land speak of what it has in strength, but what it wants in freedom and possibility. It gets to the point and exerts its dynamic to the open receiver, the lost stranger. But you must have a direction to be allowed in its soul. It has grown from the ground in the spring, while the unlimited trees change color with their tall stretch to that sky above the clouds, the blue one we know, which nourishes the sun and makes day. And its vertical begins to speak, a brown beam, thin in structure and almost unknown in these winters, as yet unseen, where we as children under it will barbecue our cattle and let our horse roam if it lets us capture it. I also know, as you do, it too is free to cut between these stars like a barbecue of that cow our family has raised, occurring in my winter. That after hours winter, as a barfly has that last one, cold and real, loving distantly. Your soul is the one that loves this expression. If I am respectful of you, respect is not the only word. Respect is not the right word. am using it while I can. So I can again try to catch that gray, dark silence in this Baltic blue. Thank you.
Thank you. Catherine.
I know this is hard to do. But let's introduce Phil for a moment.
How so?
This piece that we did, Hooker Niblock, that you're about to see.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful experience for me. Because I found a friend and someone who could really understand, that's William. And I felt the same way, that's Phil. And they're about to see this piece, and I think it really encapsulates something that is really deep within the both of us. And I don't know how many times you've seen it, but just to get them prepared, if you want to.
No, I'm gonna do what Phil always did. He said, have a look and feel it for yourself. And if needed, we can talk about it later.
All right, here we go.
But you have to let me set up first.
Oh, all right then.
So
now,
I need a minute.
Everybody, know something? Let's give a round of applause to this beautiful dancer. All right.
And to William.
Please do that. No, I search for people. And I'm like, whoa, who is that? Like that. But, you know, when she came up, if she faced the challenge, I knew. There's really kind of nothing more you can say. I just knew. And we're going to progress and keep going and going and going. Right, Yashin?
Yes.
Thank you. So, in the meantime, though, I guess we'll get ready for the piece that's going to follow. And Catherine, whenever you're ready, you tell us.
Almost, I just need to check something. Because when you set up a projector and you move it, it never comes back exactly. Oh, I need this. And I'm just going to put it and pause it in the middle just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sec. Just want to make sure.
Now, we're also open to whatever you guys want to talk about afterward. But you probably knew Phil and or been around, you know, like their space. And afterward, let's just talk about stuff.
No, it's good.
You know, because, yeah, right?
No, it was, I tried and it's hard. And all this, it took so long. They decided to move something else. But thanks. Okay.
Ready?
So, almost. You're too much in a hurry, William.
No, I'm not too much. It's just that, you know, I'm kind of, I haven't seen this in quite a while.
And we need that light out.
Huh?
Maybe Yashin can.
We need the light off, yeah.
Yeah. I have a free dimension. What? Can you do it?
Yes.
Or you do start.
Yes. Yeah.
But let me, I'll bring it. Okay, this is good. Okay, but you're
going to
play with it, William.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm getting ready.
Now we can just play.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah,
turn it up, Catherine.
Thank you.
Catherine, I really enjoyed
that. I'm going to need some light now.
That's okay. I do have an interesting thing to say about that piece, is that that is so the video is extreme close-ups of a cymbal or cymbals and a drum that William is playing. And it is William playing, but basically the soundtrack of the video is a composition by Phil, because what he did is he layered and put together clips of what he shot with William and made a composition out of it, or a video audio composition. So there, that's all I have to say. What do you have to say?
You know, this is interesting. This is interesting because it takes me into another realm of aesthetics. You know, and I really, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, feel it. Because obviously you guys know, you see how I play, you see what I do, right? You know, and you know, it was just very interesting upon Phil and I really meeting up in Canada, wherever that was, because I looked out there and I was playing all this stuff and he's the only person in the audience because we were doing like a sound check, and he was just like, he got up really early in the morning and, like, you know, the night before we had had dinner and everything, and we didn't really talk. And then he says, "Hi, I'm Phil Niblock." I says, "Hi, I'm William Hooker. I live in New York." He says, "I live in New York too. Oh, nice meeting you." After about 25 years of not knowing each other or whatever, two different worlds. Because obviously, you know, I mean, you guys know Phil's world, and like you've just been introduced to my world, and they just clicked.
And he came back from that festival and he said, "I met William Hooker. William's great, but he had horrible video."
Well, you know, I don't make videos.
No, I know, but you were using someone's video, and he hated it. And I have no idea who it was, what it was, because I wasn't there. So.
Well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think who it was, because
it's better if we don't know. Yeah.
No, 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 it's not better. It's not better. You know why it's not better? Because I probably liked it. I didn't care what Phil thought. I probably liked it. And he said, I hate it. I said, okay, cool. Well, you know, so then, but that's the feeling I'm talking about. So if you don't like something, I'm good. If he don't like something, if you don't like something, I'm good. If I don't like something, he's good. You know, and that's the way we like proceeded through, you know, whatever we were doing.
So could you say that that piece came out of hate?
Hate, H-A-I-G-H-T. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Hate Ashbury.
I got it.
but the thing about it, after that, I realized what a good person this was, and how, you know, there was really no judgment. And I think that for anybody that does anything, you kind of don't sit around waiting to be judged. You just kind of like trying to give and you know, support each other, see what's happening, blah, blah, you know, all this stuff. And that's kind of what it's about, really. And so the piece itself, artistically, it is what it is. I'm very, very proud of the fact that I did it. And I'm proud of the fact that we did it together. I really am. It's like becoming like a kind of a classic. It's kind of interesting. It's very interesting. So that's cool. And I'm just waiting for people to catch up. Yeah, because, you know, they kind of like look at that and say, what the hell is that? It's a drum head. Really, seriously. Little patches, like, you know, when you're playing. Mm-hmm. And since it's changed, but he just filmed the drum head. And it was crazy because I get the call the next day, you got to come back here again. I'm like, what? Really did that? No, he didn't do it. We didn't finish. I'm like, remember, Catherine?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you were there. And I'm like, okay. So who would have known? Who would have known? But there's nothing more I can say other than the fact that, you know, he was a good friend, and we had a lot to say to each other, just about just life, and art, and music, and all the stuff. And it was a joy. It still is a joy, especially when I see it. But if you guys have any questions, hello, what's up?
And I'm gonna leave you with, you know, the artist of the evening.
No. Well, and also, what are you thinking? How are you feeling?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, as audience, I think it's very interesting to see the last part of the performance. It is very interesting because you kind of play the drum and then echoing what you did in the past, I don't know how many years ago. It feels like the past has become the present. Mm-hmm. So it speaks very loud to me, and then the present has become like some of like echo of the past. So I found that just very mesmerizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though I think the volume itself doesn't say anything, but the fact that you are trying to communicate with the past has made it, you know, it kind of create an echo, like you were talking to that past, which is, I think, is very interesting.
Now, you see, I hope that everybody can really get with where her brain is at.
It's all right if you don't get it.
No, yeah.
So, would you say you're bent in time?
Maybe not science fiction like,
bending
time.
You said present and past. Like Gabriel Garcia Marquez in 100 Years of Solitude switches constantly, like a beat talking about yesterday, he was talking about tomorrow, so we're there right now. If you have read that book.
Which book?
100 Years of Solitude. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, I think 99%.
That's a book that my wife has read.
Good.
Because
so
she reads more than
constantly
me.
Is moving time with the
yeah.
characters. And I
interesting.
You might
interesting.
Be alluding to that.
Interesting.
And I was watching you. I wish I had another camera here because the shadow and you and the chipboard and those pieces, everything was another piece I could have filmed.
Let me ask you a question now, right? Because when I go home, I'm going to ask her, because she wasn't able to come tonight. But I'm going to ask her, what are you saying? Because if when I say Donna, you know what? Somebody brought up 100 Years of Solitude. She said, oh, another reader. Oh, okay.
Bending time.
Bending time.
Time, a painter in the 1940s showed up in New York. Hans Hoffman, and he, I think Jackson Pollock, Klein, de Kooning, all those guys were influenced by him. And he said one thing, being a painter. We humans have created something that doesn't exist, time. And why? To give ourselves limits within which to find freedom.
I love that idea.
It was a fucking painter.
No, I love that idea. I love that idea. I
right?
love that idea.
He was
and obviously he was a human, right?
Was an artist.
Okay, yeah. Good. As long as he's human, I'm good. But I like that idea. I like that idea.
But I thought
yeah.
we had that, and now that you said we go back to when and then to now and then later. You do it next time, I bring a lousy camera and shoot from one side.
Juan, did you
and that projection, Phil's projection,
yeah,
would be fabulous to get next time. I get a 5500 lumen. I would love to put a white sheet in the back and shoot you in the whole thing together.
Let's do that. That's a beautiful idea. That's a beautiful idea.
And Juan, did you notice he played your chipboard too?
Oh yeah. What do you think? I wasn't here. I put up every piece of every screw of that chipboard. I put it up there. Alejandro, he was holding it.
Well, I put the good vibe on it. I put the good vibe on it.
Yes.
And I put the bad vibe.
Like I said before, Phil's 89th birthday was here with a bad vibe. And what is the name of that?
David Watson.
David Watson.
David?
That's correct. And about 80 people, and the place was filling up to the point that some people left. Because it was just. But I think the chipboard picked it up.
Okay.
And it's there.
Well, anytime you want to do whatever, I'm down. I definitely down. Yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know. This is the first time I've met many of the people here. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you came. And I'm really glad you listened. I'm really glad you listened. Because I don't get that much of an opportunity, Catherine, to play my own drums. It's a joy. It's really a joy.
And it is outrageous.
Well, no. Well, no.
It's fucking outrageous.
No,
I mean,
well,
sorry.
In a sense, it's outrageous. But in another sense, it's kind of not because... You know, it's a lot of stuff. And you got to take it from place to place and all this stuff. But you know that when you touch them, you know they've been waiting to talk to me. They've been waiting. As opposed to like going into some place like Lincoln Center, you go in there. They don't know. Those drums don't know me. Like, who the hell are you? You better back up. And that's what they're saying to me. They're saying like, you better back up. So then I have to tell them who's the boss. but that's not a good thing. That's not out of love. That's out of like, who are you?
Who are you?
But these, yeah, they've just been sitting there like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's like they've been sitting there saying, my friend is back. My friend is back. But so that's what you guys experienced tonight. And let's just stay in touch.
Yes.
This outrageousness, it would be woven into a writer with AI work, and April the 5th, Vladimir Sorokin,
okay,
best writer since Tolstoy in Russia, kicked out of the country, with
okay,
the wildest, most outrageous writer.
Yeah.
He's going to be here, reading from his book, we're going to launch the translation, called Blue Lard, L-A-R-D, and 12 pieces he made interpreting his
He's
writing.
He's
going to
be in this space.
Right here.
What's his name again?
Vladimir Sorokin.
Okay.
Outrageous.
All
as
right,
a writer,
yeah,
and as a painter who uses artificial intelligence, most of my friends hate it.
I hate it.
Hey, I'm gonna interrupt. I'm just gonna.
Well, yeah, Catherine.
I'm just gonna
Catherine
say that. Thank you,
one
William.
Thing, one thing.
Thank you, Juan. Thank you, Yaching. I just want to cut our live feed, and
oh,
like we can just become social. But thank Experimental Intermediate. Thanks you, and Yaching, and Experimental Intermediate. Thanks Juan and Davide for.
They're looking at you right now. Catherine, they're looking at you right now. Live feed.
You're cutting it.
Oh, you're cutting it now.
Yeah. Okay. Right next is cutting the feed. Thank you.
Alan?
Then, thank you, Catherine. And thank you, Philip.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
I'm glad you came.
That was
I'm
so,
so
much
happy that
thank
you came.
You. So much.
It was
usually
it was
we transfer only the concerts, not
huh?
the discussion.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And I agree with him. The shadow was worth its own.
Yeah, but my friend here is talking about AI, okay?